Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Everybody, and welcome to In the Neighbourhood for Friday, the 27th of June. This is Amy, and apologies for my croaky voice today. There are too many winter bugs around. But we have got a fantastic show for you tonight. Tonight, I'll be speaking to Sophie Sibri and the artist Ziva about Play My Way, Celebrating Musicians with Disabilities, which is an event that's coming up this Sunday at the Newtown Community Centre from 2 to 5pm. Play My Way will showcase a diverse lineup of artists, highlighting the rich tapestry of musical expression within the disability community. And the event is free, so get along there and enjoy. The event was organised by Sophie, and Ziva will be performing there as one of the artists. So stay tuned for an interview with the two of them, and also listen to some of Ziva's beautiful music. I also have a short story from local artist Paul Radcliffe called Municipal, and some song choices from the wonderful Rapture from Auckland. It's been a little while since we've had some Rapture songs, so it is awesome to have them back. But to start with, as always, we will play a song about a neighbourhood, and this one is a pretty close-to-home sort of neighbourhood. This is a song chosen by my lovely colleague Pinky, and it's by Nadia Reid. The song is All of My Love, and in the first line she mentions Levin, so a local neighbourhood today, which is exciting. Enjoy some Nadia Reid.
You took me to You asked me to love you over aching. I can't explain it deeper than words. Is our love. Thank you.
Kia ora, everybody. Welcome back to In the Neighbourhood. I am here with two very special guests. I have Sophie Sabree and Ziva, who are here to talk to me a bit about Play My Way, celebrating musicians with disabilities, which is happening this Sunday, the 29th of June, at the Newtown Community Centre. Welcome, Sophie and Ziva.
Kia ora.
Hi there, it's good to be here.
Thanks for coming in. If we could just start, if I could get you both just to introduce yourselves and tell the listeners a bit about who you are and what you do, that would be great.
Cool. I'm Sophie, I'm a New Zealand registered music therapist, and I'm really excited to have put together this upcoming event, Play My Way.
I'm Ziva. I'm a local musician. I study music at Massey University in Mount Cook, and I'm going to be playing at Play My Way, and I'm really excited.
Fantastic. So we have the organiser and a performer, which is awesome. We get to hear about it from two different perspectives. And so, Sophie, you put this together, did you?
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about what your inspiration was about putting together an event like this.
Okay, so it actually comes from a dream I have to organize a big as festival for musicians with disabilities.
Awesome.
But for this one, I'm starting small with an afternoon of events with the idea of becoming bigger and in the future to run workshops as well and focusing on using music, binding communities together and celebrating musicians with disabilities.
So you're a registered music therapist. What does that mean? Like, if someone hasn't heard of that before, what is it that you do exactly?
Yeah, so music therapy is the use of music to support well-being and growth. So it is a form of therapy, but rather than just talking, we use music to express emotion, process things.
What is it about music that you think is particularly good for this type of therapy?
Oh. Well, it's a, you know, music can say more than words sometimes because mm-hmm. it touches the core of our being. And sometimes if you experience emotions, it can be hard to put words onto it. But with music, you embody what this emotion means. So using instrument to express them makes it more accessible in some ways. Especially, like, I do a lot of work with people who don't talk, for example. So it will be very useful there for people with disabilities. A lot of people on the autism spectrum, for example, will be. Music therapy is so effective, so relevant. Yeah.
And you work for Avaro,
yes.
Is that right? And also Music Well Therapy, is that your own organisation? Yeah.
Yeah,
tell me a bit about Music Well and Avaro, what they do.
Yeah, so Music Well is the name of my business, I am open working with anyone. I have some people I work with online in other countries too. And so I am contracted by Evaro, which is a service for adults with learning disabilities based in Cuba Street. And I've been working with them for the past, I think, 7 years. So this is my main job working there. Yeah.
Amazing. And so this vision, I love this vision that you have of one day having this festival, which is, it sounds incredible. And this weekend is like the beginning of it. We're having a small event to try it out. And we've got artists like the amazing Ziva coming along. So tell me a bit about your music, Ziva. What kind of music do you play? What style is it?
Yeah, people often ask that, and I always have to take a moment and be like, oh yeah, genres, that's a thing. Kind of sits within like indie, pop, folk, rap. Those are some key descriptive words that I would use. My music's quite melodic, and I've heard people say afterwards, oh, that really chilled me out, that really made me feel quite peaceful. So that should give you a bit of a sense of it.
Nice. And what do you do? Do you sing? Do you play instruments? Like what's your...
How does my music practice
work? Yeah, that's right.
I'm a vocalist and I also play acoustic guitar.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And keep listening, everyone, because we're going to hear a couple of tracks from Ziva later on, which will be awesome. So tell me a bit about this event. What I know it's happening at Newtown Community Centre 2 till 5 p.m. on Sunday, and it's free, which is amazing. And you've got a bit of a lineup of different artists, right? Tell me a bit about who's playing.
Yeah, so we've got a few bands and solo artists. So part of the band, we have the Rocking Rainbows.
Oh, I've seen them before. Yeah,
have
awesome.
You? Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm part of that band too.
I think we came up and saw them in Big Rock and Rocking Rainbows up at the Thistle Hall. Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yes. So actually, yes, it was very nice to collaborate on that event with Big Rock. So we're going to have Big Rock too.
Cool.
We're going to have Jive, who's a beatbox artist and does electronic beats as well. We have Kirill Loria Ilyana, who's a local musician and has got quite extensive stage experience performing. Who else? We have the Golden Galaxies, which is a dance group from Maranga, which is Spectrum Care, and Ziva, obviously, who's with us. Let me see that I don't forget anyone.
Oh, I know one. There's one called Octopus.
Octopus.
Oh, I remember because I love the name.
That's a good name, yeah.
Yes, so Octopus is a group of 8 people.
Oh, perfect. That makes sense.
Yeah, so they are a group from IHC and conducted by Andreas Lepper, who's an awesome community musician and does a lot for the community of people with disabilities and using music. So I think that's the whole lineup.
That's an amazing lineup.
Yes, I am so excited.
Very cool. Well, I want to hear a bit more about what an audience can expect when they come along, but let's have a little break. We're going to play one of Ziva's songs so you get a little taste of, I don't know if you're going to be playing this song this weekend or not. You will be? Okay, cool. So the song we're going to play is In Black and White. Are you able to introduce this and tell the listeners a bit about what this song means to you?
Yeah, this song took a while to write. I had been working on it for years and years, but I finally finished it and managed to release it and put on Spotify and everything last year through uni. And it's about like really wanting to have a relationship with someone, but just feeling like, wow, things are just not connecting. And that like starkness is kind of reflected in the name In Black and White.
Let's have a listen. This is Ziva with In Black and White.
You were never
to be a man.
Welcome back to In the Neighbourhood. We are here with Sophie and Ziva talking about Play My Way, celebrating musicians with disabilities, happening this Sunday. Sophie had a dream and has organised this event, and Ziva is performing at it, along with a lot of other amazing performers. So it's free. You should get along. Newtown Community Centre, 2 till 5pm on Sunday. And Ziva, I'm interested in hearing, like, you know, you've recorded some tracks, you've obviously played music for a while. What's the difference for you? Like, what does it feel like to be playing live in front of people?
Oh, I mean, yeah, recording music, writing music in your room and performing music, they're all very different experiences, and I love all of it.
Yeah.
The thing about performing that makes it so special is that, obviously, the audience. And the audience might just feel like, you know, you're the one doing the interesting thing, I'm just sitting here, but it doesn't feel that way from my perspective. It feels like knowing that other people are hearing it and, you know, tapping their foot or dancing or whatever they're doing in response, whether it's just, they look very still and I can tell that something's happening inside of them. It makes the music come alive for me, and it's a very fulfilling experience, I find.
That's so cool. So it becomes like a back and forth between you and the audience. Like, I love that there's a relationship going on with the listeners and the performer, and it kind of feeds both ways.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. And what do you kind of want an audience to feel or understand when they're listening to your music?
Oh, wow, what a great question. Yeah, I think I want an audience to feel calmer after listening and feel more grounded and like they can maybe start facing emotions that have felt overwhelming in the past, because that's what I've used music for. That's what I do through my songs, is I find songwriting immensely helpful for facing emotions that I just don't know how to navigate through any other medium. And I would hope and love that my music could help somebody do the same thing with their own situations and their own life and feelings.
I love that. That's fantastic. And is that kind of what you're thinking as well, Sophie, when you're putting on an event like this? Like, what for you is the philosophy behind it?
Yeah, I think I want a platform. Basically, I wanted a platform for musicians who possibly we don't see perform in other contexts to be able to be themselves and share their art, their skills, and to celebrate that. Because, you know, having a disability put challenges on top of your life. So it can make it very much harder to make it to the mainstream or like that. But there are some amazing talents, people with talents, but it's a bit harder to maybe make it out there. So I want that to be a platform for awesome, talented musicians to share their skills, their art, and what they are good at doing. Yeah, so facilitating maybe that experience. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I know in the event description it says it's family friendly, like bring the whānau along kind of thing. Like, what do you want people to be experiencing when they come along for the day?
So basically, I want to be a day of celebration, and we'll have some kai available, some drinks, and make it super chill so that, you know, it's not a strict concert venue.
Mm-hmm.
It will be like flexible and friendly. We've got a team of volunteers who are going to be around helping people if they need anything. And yeah, it's very, very nice to put this together because we got like so many people involved in the background helping out on the day. Some awesome volunteers, some bakeries who donated some food for this event. A filmmaker, a photographer coming to
fantastic.
Help us out. And hopefully make some awesome videos to help us promote this type of event and build that dream bigger and bigger. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Build it till we get the whole week-long festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is this happening in the theatre at Newtown Community Centre?
Yes.
It's such a great space, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's really a really cool space. Have you performed there before, Ziva?
I have, yeah.
Cool.
At a previous event that Sophie put together, and I was just thinking, you know, if this, I'm expecting Sunday to be somewhat similar to that, and my main memory from that was just the wholesome vibe.
Mm.
It was so positive, it was so wholesome, everyone was smiling.
Everyone's there to have a good time and celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
And how can people find out about this event if they're listening to this and they're like, oh, I want to come along? I think you've got a Facebook event, is that right?
Yes, we've got a Facebook event, and also it's on Event Finder. So if you type Play My Way, Celebrating Musicians with Disabilities, you should find it out. Also, you can check out my Facebook page, Music Well Therapy. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And Ziva, do you have an artist's like social media at all?
Yeah, I do. I've got I'm on Instagram and Facebook under Ziva Music. No dots, no underscores, just Ziva Music.
And that's Z-E-E-V-A.
Yeah.
Just anyone listening, Ziva Music. Amazing. Well, I hope it's a fantastic event. I'm sure it will be. In fact, I know it will be. It's a great lineup of people, and good luck, Ziva, for performing. Come back in again. Tell me about the festival when we get it going.
Yes.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat. I do want to finish with another song of Ziva's so everybody gets to hear a bit more of your music. So I think the second song we wanted to play was Best Attempt. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, Best Attempt is about just an offering, an invitation to somebody to give it their best attempt to make the relationship work. It kind of follows on from In Black and White in some ways.
Okay.
In that way. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much both for coming in, and all the best for Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Amy.
it's your best attempt. That's what I said. Oh, and it's what I meant. From my heart and my head. Said all I ask is don't repeat the past. Oh, how I've bled. But let's keep this present tense. Just give it your best, give it your best attempt.
Welcome back. It is that time of the show where we feature some songs from Rapture.
Wellington Access Radio is heard around the whole country. Talofa Lava, my name is Rapture and I'm listening from Auckland.
Now, I have a couple of songs today to play from Rapture. He emailed me last night to check in how things were going and said he has two Samoan songs he wants me to play today, so I'm going to do that. As I mentioned, it's been a little while since we've had a song from Rapture on the program, so it's awesome to have a couple of songs from him today. The two songs that Rapture has chosen is The White Sunday Remix by Waino from Porirua, and also Le Tuano by Josh Tatofi from Hawaii. Rapture also wanted me to give a shout out to Andrew, who is listening to In the Neighbourhood tonight. So hey Andrew, hope you're going well. And hope you and Rapture both have a lovely weekend. Thanks for getting in touch, Rapture, and here are your two songs.
Tell me so much, Song me, oh, love, fussy, me, a man.
Welcome back to In the Neighbourhood. It's now time for another short story from local writer Paul Radcliffe. Paul sent in the story as part of his ongoing series about Wellington ghosts. The story is called Municipal. Hope you enjoy.
Municipal by Paul Radcliffe. Read by the author. If you walk along Wakefield Street in central Wellington, you can see what remains of the old Municipal Administration Building. What remains is because it is in the process of being demolished, and I doubt it will take much longer. Given the gales and winter downpours which go with the Wellington Territory, it will probably fall down unassisted in the near future. But in these few remaining weeks, passers-by can look up at the crumbling walls and window frames, and the marks where the staircases were. I often walked those stairs, past all the different departments, the distant phones ringing, the rain running down the windows that blurred the world outside. I remember those small things, the small things that aren't so small. I was a clerk, and the word municipal doesn't make anybody's blood race. I had my routine, and like most people with routines, it reassured me. Everything was the same. Dull sometimes, but the work was necessary and the job would always be there. I now know a different meaning to the word always. I wish I didn't. Bear with me a moment and I will explain. I will tell you why you should look up at those sightless windows while something remains of them. Clerks are all but extinct now. They linger on in places, I suppose, like a ledger with a few pages left or typewriters gathering dust in locked offices, but they are all but gone. I can see diggers and excavators and God knows what else, and they are tearing down my memories at the wall, and I don't blame the workmen, they're just doing a job, and the council or the contractors have put up those green barriers. You can't have people walking onto demolition sites, health and safety, and they call it now. There wasn't much health and safety the day I died. Died on the stairs. How mundane as befits a clerk, a pen pusher, a filler in of forms who checked that others had filled in their forms, and I was rushing for the bus. The bus, for God's sake. Nothing heroic about that. I slipped and fell down the stairs. I was in a hurry to leave, and it was Friday. I was in a hurry to leave, which is, I suppose, ironic now. Now as I have never left. After I fell, I was taken to the hospital. It isn't far, not far to Riddiford Street. Made no difference, really. They did their best, but I knew nothing about it. And all I know now is that the building I died in is being torn down, and soon there will be no more window for me to stare out at the living. They may look up, I hope they do, and just see something, just for a moment, a flicker or a glint maybe. I am just a ghost of a clerk who never left work. Should you be walking along Wakefield Street, I may follow you. And if you see me, you may have walked a little more quickly, head down into the wind. But I will be following. You see, I have to be somewhere. Always.
You're back with Amy on In the Neighbourhood, and that was another song about a place or a neighbourhood that was The Ballad of Lucy Jordan by Marianne Faithfull. We are at the end of the show for another week, but stay tuned because we have got the Generation Gap Arts Show coming up at 6 p.m. and that's just the beginning of a whole weekend of fantastic content coming from people and community and artists from all around Te Whanganui a Tara. Make sure you check out our schedule online. You can go to accessradio.org.nz and see what is programmed for the weekend. And you can also check out all the different shows and podcasts that we have here at the station. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you all have a fantastic week. I hope to be back without such a scratchy voice next Friday. And to finish off tonight, I've got my last song about a place. This is Muscle Beach by Matthew Dear. Ka kite.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.